Well, hello, folks. How are y'all doing tonight? I hope good. I hope everybody's doing great. Last time I checked, it was 5,936 plays. Wow. And like I said, I've only been doing this for about 3 years. Going on four. It's a great feeling to have something that you love to do. And, you know, and it's so nice to be able to do what you love to do. Anyway, turning back the hands of time, going back when things were a lot simpler. Especially one episode in particular where I was talking about I went to help cut yards instead of going fishing. I don't know if I've ever disclosed the real reason why I chose to go to work then fish. I hate cleaning fish. And I remember one particular time I caught about 11, 12 fish. I was so happy. It was just like I caught like, oh my gosh, about a little bit of everything, like a rainbow coalition of fish that I caught. And I think the only couple ones were about the same. It was like, it was probably about five or six of them that were the same. And I guess the rest were different from the others. So, and I even caught a catfish, a little catfish. It wasn't that big. It was just a little catfish. So I'm happy, I'm proud and everything like that. So once we get to my grandma's house, they bring out this huge wooden table that was probably as long as a truck bed. They bring this table out, they give me a knife, and says, since you caught all those fish, you have to clean every last one of them. And that's when I freaked out inside. I'm like, the idea of cutting off a fish head. And then the worst is cleaning the catfish where you have to really pull and tug and all kinds of stuff. And then you have to gut them and ugh, yeah. Some people love that stuff, some people don't. And it was at the time, when I was young, I used to bite my fingernails, and then the scales had gotten stuck up underneath my finger, up underneath the chewed off fingernails. I didn't think that the scales could get underneath my fingernails, but it did. You know, the ones that were chewed off, and it just burned. My fingers just burned. And that was the most disgusting thing I've ever, ever, ever done. Disgusting. And I said to myself, no way in hell I'm gonna ever clean fish again. So I said, you know what, I'm not fishing no more. So when it came to opportunity to work instead of going fishing, I went to work instead of fishing. And then, oh Lord, don't even talk about during the winter. Down there. I don't know if I've ever shared that with you, a hunting story about my cousins and my older brother, my younger brother, my father, my grandfather. They out in the swamps shooting swamp rabbits. And the tradition is if the youngest or the first time going hunting, you had to wear the coat with all these pockets in it. And guess what all those pockets were? For the dead rabbits that you had to stuff in those pockets. So you had the honor of being the rabbit toter. So I was like, ain't no way in hell that I was gonna be toting rabbits. No siree, Bob. No, I'm not gonna be sitting up here walking around smelling like a dead rabbit for I don't know how long. Shoot. No way in what, no way in the world I didn't do that. I didn't go hunting. All I did was work, cut the yard grass and got money and spent it. Hello, folks. I know this is something that I haven't done in a while. Bonfire.com/store/PBCDP where. Check it out.